Religious freedoms are affirmed in the U.S. We'll hear one cancer survivor's story as it applies to marathons and missions. And what do you get for the person who has everything? You won't want to miss today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Religious freedom is being affirmed in the United States. The Michigan House approved the Michigan Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Now it awaits Senate approval. Bethany Christian Services, Bill Blackwire, and other Christian groups support the bill because it'll provide
protection of our religious freedom and our strongly held religious beliefs. What it would do is would allow a faith-based organization like Bethany to continue to hire staff of our same faith.
It also allows them to place children with Christian families, which is important too.
We don't do that because we think it makes them Christian. We do that because we know that Christian families care about orphans and vulnerable children, and they want to place them. It may be an outcome out of that, that the child choose to become a Christian. We pray that every child would.
Funding helps Bethany place even more children. Next, we turn to China, where a Christian bookstore owner's release from prison is supposed to take place next week. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports the man's wife is cautiously optimistic that everything will go as scheduled, but keep this in your prayers. The bookstore owner has led others to Christ while in prison, but his absence has been pretty difficult for the family. Pray for their health, and the release will happen as planned. This is Mission Network News. Zimbabwe is in better shape now than they were during the economic freefall of 2008. A very modest economic growth is forecast, but that could be rocked by sweeping changes in the government. While it's a precarious situation, Global Advance's Jonathan Shibley says,
there is promise and there's hope, and what's amazing, there are resilient people, and especially the believers. They hold on to their faith and they help one another. We were privileged to be able to convene about 100 business leaders, many of them business owners, and the second largest city in Zimbabwe.
Marketplace Missions is bringing biblical principles in line with business and leadership training. It turns out many are longing for the unity in the body of Christ in that context. Pray. The result was
they committed to develop networks of Christian entrepreneurs that would meet together on an ongoing basis to encourage one another, share ideas, collaborate, and hopefully create incubators for creative new solutions and products and strategies moving forward.
Meanwhile, a Southern Baptist missionary is back in Scotland with a renewed passion for sharing Christ. Jenna Wilson is a two-time cancer survivor who serves with the International Mission Board in Glasgow. Last month, she walked the entire New York City Marathon to raise support for cancer research. Well, now she's using her experience of God's strength to tell one of Scotland's poorest communities about Christ. Get the full story at our website. And how many times have you given a chicken as a gift? Well, this Christmas, make a difference by doing just that. Compassion International has a gift catalog with over 30 different ways you can give to a child or family. Compassion's retention and engagement manager, Karen Stamen, says,
so it's not just about, you know, providing an actual chicken. It's about providing an opportunity for this family to earn an income and to get released from poverty, which is an amazing opportunity.
Now, some of the gifts include seeds, a startup business plan, and wells. Compassion is taking the opportunity to spread the gospel while they hand out the presents.
Every child who's in Compassion's program hears the gospel of Jesus. When they come to the center, they learn about Jesus because it's all at their local church.
Families receiving the gifts aren't the only ones benefiting. You get to know you're making an incredible difference. Start exploring your options at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is a great M&N partner. In fact, they're providing us with lots of stories about the persecuted church. You can get them too. Just sign up for their weekly prayer alert. It's free. With 75% of the world's population living in persecution, prayer is pretty important. Go to missionnetworknews.org and just click on the banner. It's on the right. That's missionnetworknews.org. Today's your last day. I'm Greg Yoder.